Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Been the most difficult season for me in parenting my son. I wasn't prepared for a young adult because you have to acknowledge that they're adults.
Yeah. They're at school more than they're at home.
Right.
They go to school and they are free.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the freedom in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, when you come home, you still got to respect my home.
Homeboys and I don't spoon.
And homegirls don't, yeah, they don't sleep in the same room.
Right.
Homegirl will stay in another room.
Exactly.
So if you can't have faith, the faith that our parents had with us, the same prayers that you and I pray for our sons,
mm-hmm.
we have to trust and believe that our children are going to be covered and protected. Take it far. I'm living my life like it's golden. Episode 3 of Mama's on the Move. I am Brandy.
And I'm Keisha.
And today, Keish, we're going to discuss a topic that we are both experiencing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Being empty nesters, but not really. But not really.
Yeah.
So what does that look like for you, Keisha?
Well, you know, my son is a junior in college,
mm-hmm.
and he's had a very interesting collegiate journey.
Mm-hmm.
He graduated in the pandemic, so he went in the fall and found out on Twitter that his coach that recruited him was leaving.
Mm.
So that started a bumpy road. So we left there at EKU in the spring, and then he went to 2 JUCOs. Well, in those 2 JUCOs, they didn't have dorms, so he got apartments. I got an apartment that I paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole nother story. But anywho, so he stayed in an apartment in South Carolina in 2021 and then stayed in North Carolina the fall of 22 to 23. So when he came home this summer after paying summer ball, it's as if he wanted to move around my home as if it was still his apartment.
Mm.
And therein lies where I am right now,
and
why it has been such a difficult parenting space. This has been the most difficult season for me in parenting my son.
Yeah.
And I did not know, I wasn't prepared for a young adult parenting a young adult.
It's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's different because you have to acknowledge that they're adults.
Yeah.
And that's where my situation kind of happened. What about you?
So for me, I'm in a very similar space. We have young adults that are at home transitioning from school, from, you know, college to the real world.
Mm-hmm.
I still have 2 that are in school. Actually, 3 now that are in school. Chase and Dylan are at Clemson. And my bonus daughter, Ryan, is at the University of South Florida.
Okay.
She got a track scholarship there.
All right.
So she's adjusting. We just dropped off month ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, so she's adjusting to her new environment. And so coaching, helping her, guiding her through that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chase, this is his 5th year. So this is last year. You know, he redshirted a year.
Mm-hmm.
He entered, got fractured his foot his freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan, this is his sophomore year.
Okay.
So, so they're, you know, they're at school more than they're at home.
Right.
But the times that they come home, you know, they go to school and they are free.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the freedom in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't worry as much when they're at school because I know that they're, you know, they're in a pretty, when they're in a college town, they have the freedom to go off and do as they please as young adults and
mm-hmm.
college students and college athletes. So I get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, when you come home, you still got to respect my home. You got to respect the fact that mama, even though I know you hang out to 1 or 2 o'clock on campus, you can't hang out at 1 or 2 o'clock and expect me not
to be
up worrying.
Exactly.
Right.
That's right.
So you got to check in with me. I need to, you know, I do follow, what is it? What's the app word?
360.
Location. Yeah, 360. Yeah. Uh-huh. I have those things going on. Actually, not for my oldest. Like Chase is in a different space. He's gotten all that out of his system. Mm-hmm. But Dylan, on the other hand, is not.
Yeah,
so Dylan. I make sure that location.
That baby boy.
I get to follow that baby boy. I'm going to know where, mama going to know where you at, son. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm going to have to check in. You going to a campus party. When he comes home, he got all his friends from high school that he got to reconnect with. And
exactly.
I respect that. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? I know. Because being a college athlete is strenuous.
Yes.
It's exhausting.
It's very
so
tight.
So they need
they don't
a social
a
outlet.
Yeah,
they do.
They don't.
When they get, they come Agreed. Home on their break, I understand. You got to connect with your boys. That's your outlet. I get that, right? So, but, you know, when you go, tell me you going to a kickback at CAU, you know, with one of his former teammates, you know, but then, when I look at your location, it doesn't show me that you at the kickback. It show me you at this apartment complex.
Exactly.
But we decided to go to the apartment complex because they had a pool.
The
and
apartment.
It's a apartment. And it's a pool party. So the kickback turned from,
Ooh,
it went from CAU
girl.
To the, but I'm still like,
yes,
we know how much goes on out in these streets and out in this world. And, you know, I hate to say it, like, unfortunately, our young black men are targets.
Absolutely.
So it just, it's another layer of stress and worry that you have that just you just can't avoid,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think as mothers are different from fathers. You know, I look at how my husband parents.
Absolutely.
And he helps me because mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. my anxiety will be through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
It will be through the roof. And he's like, Brandy, they just out having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And a man can say that and go on and do what they,
and
you know.
Go to bed.
Yeah. But mothers are different, yeah. okay? Mothers, you know, I can say it like, oh, I know he's just out having fun, but I'm still, there's this angst that I have. It's just an uneasiness. Until I know that boy done pulled up and I get my ring alert that he's pulled up, then I can sleep easy.
Right.
So it's a little different. But you do have to give them the freedom to be young adults because we were once young adults, right?
Yes. Which is why I be worried.
No, right? Because we did our thing and, mm-hmm. and we did our thing in a time where there was no social media and we could just have the freedom to live and be free without mm-hmm. all this craziness, extra stuff that's going on. However, you know, there's also a responsibility that you have as a young adult to, you know, I called my daddy. I'm sorry. I was that teenager that I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put his mind at ease. But young men think different. Like I got to text him. I got to follow up with a call. I got to mm-hmm. follow up with a text.
Mm-hmm.
So I stalked them. And I think they understand that that's just what mama's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mama's going to do that. But also, you know, I look at it in this way, you know, the same prayers and grace that covered you and I
mm-hmm.
as young adults
mm-hmm.
is going to cover our children.
Yes.
So if you can't have faith, the faith that you know, that our parents had with us and the prayers that they prayed, the same prayers that you and I pray for our sons,
mm-hmm.
we have to trust and believe that our children are going to be covered and protected.
I agree. It wasn't as easy for me to come to that, though. I really, really struggled. I think I've had a series of events that have made me more anxious, if mm-hmm. you will, from, you know, my husband, my mom, mm-hmm. You know, every time I got those two calls, it was middle of the night. So I hate middle of the night phones and ringing and stuff. And I just always has kept me then coming home, find the boy in my house. Where I had to shoot, you know, all of those kind of things.
It's so, PTSD.
It's PTSD.
Yeah.
So then, you know, for me, so with DJ and I, he has a drone on his vehicle so I can see anywhere the vehicle is. But if he's not in that vehicle, then it's a whole different thing because I don't have the 360 thing,
yeah.
right? But I think what really created what's going on with us, DJ moved in with my brother when he was in 11th grade. I asked my brother to take him because I felt like he needed some man stuff, right?
Yeah.
Which was a good thing. However, I called my brother and KJ Prince and Apollonia. He was over there having a freaking ball. And I didn't realize it so much until I moved in with him after the boy broke in my house. And
yeah.
I was there for like 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him one day asking my brother, when my mama going home? See, he was over there. They was in the theater. He was having pool parties. He was living the life of Riley, as the old folks say.
Because uncle is a dad.
Is a dad.
And that's
Absolutely.
What dads are
what
just
dads
more
do.
Lax.
So what we had, what started it off is when DJ came home, the air had gone out and I was trying to figure out what was going on in the air. And he said, Mom, can my home girl come over? It was like 10 o'clock at night. I was like, yeah, I don't care. I thought it would be one of the girls that I've met.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yeah, no problem. So he brings her in here, introduce. It's hot. So I'm like, oh, nice to meet you, whatever, whatever. Now, I've never seen this young lady before. So the next night, so I go to bed, I go into my room. The next morning, I get her to have coffee. I look at my cameras and I see her car still out there. And all I could think to myself, I know this Nick. I know this Joker did not had his girl over. So naturally I'm thinking, well, she must be in the guest room because he ain't crazy. Well, honey, let me tell you what. She wasn't in the guest room.
Oh, my.
Okay. So I'm making noise, trying to think, okay, they're going to get up at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody gets up. I go to my room for about, I felt like it was 30 minutes. Probably was more like 10. Mm-hmm. So I came back and I started slamming cabinets. And finally I said, DJ. And he come out looking all bushy. I said, oh, okay, so they done been there. They sleeping hard. Why, wonder why they so tired.
Rough night,
you
huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, wonder why they so tired. That's all I could think of, because I know I'd be tired after certain nights, okay? So now I'm feeling so tired. Now I'm feeling doubly disrespected, right? Yeah. So he was like, well, we getting ready to go walk at Sweetwater. I said, I ain't going to say what I said, but you ain't going to walk.
Girl, say it, girl.
No, I like, because I can't even say, because people be feel like it's abuse. Because the way I taught him, I was like, you ain't going nowhere. Yeah. So long story short, so that's your that's my presentation to this particular person, right? Mm. So I'm pissed. Mm. And that starts things off with me and him not in a good space. You don't have nobody stay. This ain't your apartment. This is my home.
Yeah.
And I don't even know this girl first. I don't even remember the first name. And definitely don't know the last name. So what if she was, who is she? Where's she come from? Mm-hmm. Who are her people? Like, you know your mama. I don't move like this. So that kind of started things going. And then it was him being out at 3 or 4 in the morning. Like, DJ, I told you when you came back, you're not going to be out at 3 or 4 in the morning. Atlanta is not what you grew up in. It's not the same city anymore. Mm-hmm. When you out at 3, you green, first of all. You riding around in what you riding around in. You big. People gonna try. They're not even gonna give you a chance because you 6'4", 230. They're not even getting ready to give you a chance.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So you don't know. You green. I raised you green. So you going into certain areas you don't even know. Talking about you at so-and-so house. He your friend. I said, stop saying everybody your friend. That's the first lesson.
Yes.
He not your friend. And you ain't even on what he on. I know what he on. You don't know him. I know what he on. I know his mama. And I know what she on, so shit.
He on what she on.
So I'm gonna tell you right now, you ain't going back over there, okay? Because she ain't even care about him when he was 12. So she sure as hell ain't care about it when he 21. She always had her man. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, no, we not on that.
Yeah.
But the whole point is that the presentation was not good. You ever heard the Cosby Show presentation thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what I had to basically break down to him, because it really ain't her, it's you. Because she came and apologized to me. Mm-hmm. And I respected that. She was like, I apologize. DJ had told me it was okay for me to spend the night. You know, da 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 da. And I told her, it's not. Mm. It's not. I don't know you like that. And, you know, da da da. So we're good now. She's a real sweet young girl, real good girl.
But, oh, they still seeing each other.
So yeah, they still seeing each other. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But the thing is, you say homegirl. If I say homegirl, homeboys and I don't spoon.
And homegirls don't, they don't sleep in the same room.
Right.
Homegirl will stay in another room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she won your homegirl. He talking about, you heard me talk about her. I ain't never heard you talk about her. So like, you know what I'm saying? And so it was, but it took weeks. Okay, maybe a few months. So then my brother called me like, you know, you need to stop treating so-and-so like that. And she ain't nothing wrong with her. Cause now he going behind my back telling on me to my brother. And so it created a whole thing. So about 3 Saturdays ago, it hit the fan.
Okay.
The weekend when my friend was here.
Yeah.
It got bad. We went to the movies and I showed out on everybody.
Ooh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So my brother put me in the back seat. We went in the back seat because me and Ryan were riding in the back seat anyway. But my friend was upset with me. My brother was upset with me. KJ wasn't upset with me, but she said something. She made me mad. So then I went off on everybody.
Was DJ there too?
Yeah.
Okay. So DJ.
Well, it started with DJ.
DJ was upset with you too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you know me, I'm like, well,
so you the villain.
So I'm gonna act like it then. How about that? So we just gonna go and do that then. So y'all won't try to all come at me talking about I'm wrong. Like my friend was like, I think it was a whole thing. It was a whole thing. Like it got ugly. Okay. Like I told him, I don't think this gonna work. It got it got real.
You went there.
Oh yeah. Because you don't be going against me. You with me. So you say,
but he's a man,
right? So his position was. So you want me to ride with you whether you right or wrong? Absolutely. I don't give a good god doggone. You on my side. So the fact that you went with them, then you gonna be with them. And them is my family. As I'm saying it out loud, it was ridiculous. But I was so hurt. So my hurt turned to anger.
Yeah.
Right? And I felt like, I said, I'm finna sage this room because I feel like this girl to put something on my child and got him not respecting me. I said, DJ never talked to me like this. When I went to the Bahamas, he sent me this long text message. So I was in the airport in the Bahamas crying. Mm. He said that I had stopped parenting him at 18 and I had just been throwing money at him ever since.
Oh my.
Can you believe he said that about
me?
As much as I've done. So the night
as
I
invested.
As invested. I'm a real mama. Yeah. I ain't no social media mama.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's like I do this. So I was super offended, right? So that turned into a whole thing. So this is a series of events that I'm bringing in like this.
Yeah.
And what was the breakthrough moment for us and why we're in a good space now? I had to go to therapy. I started back therapy. I needed therapy for a few things, but that was the catalyst because I did not know how to communicate with my child. Yeah. And it didn't sit well with me. Like, me and DJ are like this.
Yeah.
So this was a very uncomfortable space. And so my therapist said, you're not seeing who he is. He's a man. Mm. You cannot keep talking to him in that way. He respects you. So what my brother said to me that night was, there's this sweatshirt with my mama's face on it, right? Mm-hmm. So ever since my mom died, my brother kisses that sweatshirt every single morning. Mm. He says, so we got in the car. He said, I'm going to tell you a story. He turned on the radio. He was like, you know, I got this sweatshirt, which I knew this story. So I was wondering why he was telling me, because I know he does this and he's done it every year, every morning since my mom died, unless he's out of the country on vacation. He said, and I was like, yeah, okay. And he was like, and I'm sharing that with you because I do that to honor her and for what she meant to me then and what she still means to me now. I miss her so much, but it's a way I honor my mom by starting every day by kissing that shirt and saying a prayer. He said, my concern is if you don't stop being so hard and so tough with nephew, with your son, he won't miss you like that when you're no longer here. Mm. And girl,
ooh, that's deep.
You know, I cried inside though because I was mad.
Yeah.
So I was like, what do you mean? I'm a great mama. This, and he was like, you are a good mom. He said, but you can be mean as fuck at times and you're too hard. He said, and you're the only parent that he has. So you have to balance that. You can't just, you raised a great son.
Yeah.
But now you got to learn how to meet him where he is now as a young man. And I don't want it to be when he doesn't need you anymore, he doesn't come back around.
Ooh, because we know that happens.
It happens.
Oh, it happens.
And so that was kind of like, I still was mad and I still went off of everybody's car, including my friend. Mm. But when I got home, me and him had a whole conversation. It was like a come to Jesus. And then he started sharing some things with me and that broke me. That broke me down. Mm. And it enlightened me and I could receive what my brother had said and what he was saying and stuff like that. But that was like the turning point for me and DJ. But that's why I be so big on that village and that tribe.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times there are things that are going to happen that you can't see. I was too in it. And I was too like, don't offend me. I'm a good mama. Ain't nobody going to make me feel like I ain't no good mama and da da da. But it didn't have anything to do with me being a good mother. Yeah. I'm a female. And my son is a young man.
Yeah.
And I was emasculating him by speaking to him with certain tones. And so as a man, he was starting to lose not respect for me, but because he always gonna respect me. He never like disrespected me. He was just speaking his.
He was becoming resentful.
He was becoming resentful.
Yeah.
And it was making it where, and then I was being resentful. And I was like at a place where like, hurry up and finish your house so he can move back in with you.
Mm.
And my brother was like, he shouldn't want to move in with me. I said, well, hell, I want to move in with you. Look at the house. It's fabulous. It's, I mean, who does? That's why I stayed there 7 months when the boy broke up a house. Like, it's great. I came out, had a bar, had the pool right there. Like, who wouldn't want to live there? Like, you know, I mean, that's why I got a room over there now. But it's just, it's like, that was really like, parenting him has been very hard in this space for me because I've had to let go. And that's hard when you are so afraid to lose.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so, like, I've had so much loss and that sometimes I hold on too tight and you lose him anyway.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
And you can't lose him while he's here. Exactly. You know, like, that's even deeper.
Exactly.
To lose the connection, to lose the bond, to lose just everything that you sold into him.
Yeah.
Like, that was losing it. Devastating.
It did devastate me. And I'm telling you, I could not see it. Yeah. I was so in my own space and how I felt that even when Brian was trying to tell me, I couldn't even hear him until he shared his.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Story about being so tough on his daughter.
Yeah.
And what it caused in their relationship for some time. And he was like, I don't want to see you go through that. And that's why I was able to receive what he was saying, because he was honest in his time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I wrote my brother a letter. I cussed him out a little bit, because I said, don't be telling my business in front of this man. This man just got here. You know what I'm saying?
He's still getting to know you.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't be. I said, I ain't going to be putting your business out. I just meet some female. You meet this man for the second time, and you already telling him I'm a bad parent. He might have wanted to get on a plane and never come back. Shoot. But it's been tough. It's hard parenting young adults. But I will say this, too. But you can't start parenting them at that age. That's a lot of what I see, too. Too many parents seek help when you haven't done anything all these years.
Laid that foundation.
You have not laid. See, I laid a foundation that would not allow DJ but to go so far with me.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm great that you were, that epiphany happened for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a very critical age where he is right now.
Mm-hmm.
As he's continuing to mature and become the young man that he is destined to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he needs you.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to always need mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to ever not feel needed. Mm-hmm. You know, as a mother, like, could you imagine? Like, that's part of the most challenging part of being an empty nester, is that you feel less needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
they're becoming young adults. Well, they're already young adults, but they're becoming men. And as a man, we have to give them some space. But as you were talking, Keisha, it made me realize something even more empowering that you and I have had conversations surrounding this, because the way you communicate to him mm-hmm. as a mother to son,
mm-hmm.
think about, like, he is being groomed right now to be a husband and father,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
And he's going to have a wife,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And as a wife, you know, we want his woman to respect him mm-hmm. as the leader of his household mm-hmm. and as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you and I have had to learn in our stage of being independent
mm-hmm.
women, single women for so long,
mm-hmm.
right? You become hard.
Oh, yeah.
You become hard. You become hardened by life. You become hardened by the many responsibilities you have as a single parent
mm-hmm.
and mother and provider and being everything that we have to be.
Mm-hmm.
You naturally become hard.
Mm-hmm.
Being a businesswoman, being a, you know, a business owner, being
yeah.
a boss.
Yeah.
Like, it hardens you.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes work to yes. become soft.
Yes.
It takes Ooh. Work to become.
Yeah, it
does. Woo, but not just with your son, but with your man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
It does.
And as you are unlearning behaviors
mm-hmm.
that you've been doing for so long, like with your new significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to learn it. You know, I've had to unlearn behavior.
Yeah, she said I have a significant other.
Yes, I did, honey.
Period.
That's another show.
Okay. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes. So, but I've had to unlearn behaviors, you know, that have been eye-opening for me because, you know, men demand respect. Women, you know, it's scriptural. Like the Bible says that a husband is to love his wife,
mm-hmm.
but a woman is to respect her husband,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's like, if you don't, that respect thing is big for a man.
Mm-hmm.
And our little boys are not little boys anymore.
No, they're not.
They are young men,
mm-hmm.
you know? So there is a way that we're going to have to communicate with them differently in order for them to receive the message. But you can still be that stern mama. But I think the message just has to be delivered differently.
Absolutely.
And you're learning that.
Like you said, not just with DJ, but even in this space of dating, it is definitely something I've had to unlearn. I mean, yesterday, I was about to send my friend a text.
Yeah.
And I was upset about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, I said, let me get my therapy out the way first. And I'm going to present it to her. She said, oh, my God, did you send that? I said, no. She said, thank God.
Yeah.
Because what I was going to send, I thought was okay. It was really passive aggressive.
Yeah.
It was not, you know. And so it's nothing wrong with getting help. We all need coaching.
Yeah.
Like coaching. Like, I'm not afraid. I am a good mama. But yeah. this phase, I need help.
You need some help.
You know what yeah. I'm saying? So I'm not afraid to say, and I think we have to not be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Too often we keep things behind. I call them, you know, just like people who post on social media, all these fabulous pictures, but they living up in these pretty prisons.
Because
that's what I call fabulous homes. And people are envious of them. And they think, oh, girl, she can go shop anytime. And she change vehicles every day. And
yeah.
this and that. And meanwhile, I've gotten calls from women like that asking me, have I heard from their significant other?
Pretty
I'm
business.
The realtor.
Woo. Child.
You asking me, have I heard from your man? I mean, you, I do have relationships, certain relationships with some of my clients, but my point is that I remember when I worked many, many years ago, I represented this well-known person. And I remember going, just honestly, I was married.
Yeah.
My husband was a police officer. And I remember saying, dang, she got it going on. He a baller, and he this, and she can change up cars, and they got this fabulous house. And baby, I went over there one day to get ready to put that house on the market. This is over 20 years ago,
yeah.
A long time ago. And when I say she did not look like the same person I met when they first bought that house, he had taken her up through there.
Oh, wow.
And that house in the basement, there were all these unopened boxes from like Rodeo Drive, just Dior and Prada and Gucci and just unopened. Because I'm walking through and I'm like, I wonder why. She was depressed.
Wow.
She was sad.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, these are just pretty prisons. This ain't nothing.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's deep.
So it's like, saying all that to say it's nothing wrong with, that was a little bit different. We'll talk about social media in a different episode, but it's nothing wrong with saying you need help. I needed help because I was losing my son.
Yeah.
I was losing the connection that we've had, and it was hurting my heart. But because I was getting upset because I felt like he was ungrateful, which I do still feel like it was some entitlement in that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of that.
You know what I mean? People. Yeah. I think it was some entitlement in that. But overall, it was like I was not hearing him. So he was getting louder in his behavior.
Yeah.
Still respectfully so. But he was telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to my brother.
Yeah.
The problem I had with my brother is that you said it to me at what I felt like was the wrong time. He apologized for it. He said, well, I thought he already knew. I mean, he know you a little bit, you know. Like, where? He's like, I thought you had shared that.
He know, and he's still here.
Right, he's still here. But it ended up being a breakthrough for all of us. You know what I mean? So it was a good thing. But it is hard. And the best advice I could give, I guess in closing, what I would say is that it's nothing wrong with asking for help.
That's right.
You have to pray. I firmly believe you got to raise these kids with a foundation of faith in God. They have to be anchored in something because they, you know, you raise them. But then they walk out that door.
Oh, yeah.
So they're not going to be with you forever. I firmly believe we have to raise our children, preparing them for the world. I talked about this yesterday. We are not preparing these kids. That's why they stay home so long.
Yeah.
They are lost. They don't know how to do the basic things.
Yep.
And that's our fault. I think we went from we were latchkey kids.
We enabled them.
We enabled them.
This entitlement that they
and have. You think about it. You are preparing. We have sons.
Yeah.
So you have daughters, you know, bonus daughters. But we have sons. And my thing is, like you said, they're going to be the head of a household.
Yeah.
I've met some of the ones who were not prepared and their mama's turning out and want me to pick up where they left off. I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
You can go and keep him.
Keep him.
Because I had got caught slipping one time and thought I had. But anyway, keep them.
Oh, keep them, child.
Like they throw the fish back, throw it back.
Well, ours are to keep. You know, we can't throw them out. But what we can do is look ourselves in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to do that as mm-hmm. parents because we're not always right.
No,
right?
We're not.
We're not always right. Mm-mm. And we have always right intentions, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, sometimes you gotta make adjustments where need be.
Mm-hmm.
And therapy is great. Mm-hmm. Therapy is great, especially I feel like in this season.
Absolutely.
The season of transition, because when I initially became an empty nester, I was depressed.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was good because when Jayden first went off to school and my bonus sons, they were all around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was leaving us at the same time. But then when that Dylan left.
Oh, yeah. Dylan was definitely.
And he
left so early.
He left early. He went to a prep school for high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I was put into that empty nesting mold even prematurely because he left for high school. Y'all, I ain't know what to do with myself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank God I have my dog because, you know, my husband works long hours. So he works a lot. So I would come home and the house would be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't right. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to be doing something. So that's when I had to really just kind of do some soul searching. I had to find out, like, okay, Brandy, you are a mother, but that is not all you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You are not just a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to really just kind of find myself again.
Mm-hmm.
And finding myself looks like, okay, other activities.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I kind of really got into the gardening thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I really got into home decor and started renovating my house. Like, that's been a 2-year project we've been
it's
doing.
It's a process.
Renovating my house. But finding myself again, finding what I love, you know, because our children are now young adults and they'll be starting their own. And my husband tells me this all the time. Like, they're going to raise their families and they're going to be gone and you're going to be stuck twiddling your thumbs. Like, mm-hmm. you got to be happy with yourself. Mm-hmm. We got to be happy with each other, mm-hmm. you know, because so much of our lives was so wrapped up into all of their activities, following them around all over the country, their mm-hmm. games, this and this and that. And so now that's no more. I mean, we still have kids that are playing in college, so mm-hmm. we support them, but it's not as, we aren't as involved as we were. Mm-hmm. And at first it was like I was in depression mode, but now I absolutely love it.
Oh my God. When he came home, it threw off all my vibes.
Oh, I absolutely love it.
I'm so serious right now. Like when he came home, yes. it threw off everything. And then he was like, I'd be glad when you get a boyfriend. He didn't know I had been working on one.
Right.
See, that's what, so then when it came on, he was kind of like, but they're cool. Like I love it. But yeah. it's like, it really threw it off.
You okay?
And I was okay. Even with Cortland and Brooklyn moving back, I was kind of like, I was gotten accustomed to being walking around how I want to. Now they back, yeah. and I'm like, oh, now I got to, you know, it's like, and it's love. I'm glad to be able to provide this space for my nephew and even my son and them. But I'm ready.
Yeah,
I am. I mean, because I got more time, behind me than I have in front of me. So I agree with you. We have to find our. You know, what it is about us, we have to make life meaningful, exclusive of our children, that's so right. to speak. They're always there. But that's the one thing, if I could do it all over again, I would have done more things for me as I raised DJ. Mm-hmm. I made my entire world about DJ. Yeah, and way. One thing about it, that's why I say, I'm tell y'all, do you, because I'm telling you, it is going to be devastating for you when these kids move on because they are, and they're going to be selfish about it.
Oh my
so
God.
So you better be
and
selfish about
nothing
it.
Of
and won't
it.
Think twice about yes. it. I'm telling you, it's like you, and as women, I see it a lot of times, we can make our sons our men.
Yeah.
In a way.
Oh, my husband said that all the time.
And that's not right. And then it's a responsibility
so
we put on them.
Yeah.
Cause low key, I had an attitude cause DJ didn't send me enough for Valentine's Day this year. I was like,
and he got a girlfriend.
Well, not then. He didn't have no. Right. That's why. That's even more of a reason why. Like, where my Valentine's at, mofo? Right. But you know, he was like, "Well, I didn't really think." I said, "You didn't." My brother brought me flowers every
year.
You
not my woman. I'm
right,
not your man.
But my brother brought me flowers every year after Daryl passed. And then he stopped bringing flowers. I was like, is this thing on? Where are my flowers? You know, so I do. I definitely can say I get spoiled. You know what I mean? But I will say, if I had to do it all over again, I would have been making sure I was carving out a life for myself as I was raising DJ. Because them kids are going to do them.
But what does that even look like, Keisha? Real talk. If we could have done that, because I did the same thing. Everything I did was...
Well, we also had athletes, young athletes.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was never any real downtime.
I don't know that there was
But that's
real
probably
time.
Why I dated, what's his name? Because he was the coach.
Yeah.
I mean, it was easy. It was right there. It was all together. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, can you call it? Girl, I got to have another show about that.
Oh, no, we got to talk about
that. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Yeah.
But I got to get some clearances because he's going to probably try to get some money from me. Change the name, make them tall.
Ooh, well, we got nicknames, man. We just call them the nicknames. They aren't so nice, but hell.
Oh my God. Woo. So anyway, that's my advice on as you raise. And another thing is, be accountable, man. Like, don't get caught up in that social media parenting.
Yeah.
Like, y'all have got to stop. Y'all got to raise these churn for real.
Yeah.
Y'all raising these churn on social media and you ain't doing nothing. Then you turn the camera off and them kids be gone about their business. Yeah. Then you want to know why they angry. Like, you have got, your kids need your presence.
Yes.
If you got to choose between presence or presence, go with presence.
Absolutely.
But too many people thinking you can just pay your way to your children. That's why when he said it, I was offended. I was like, are you kidding me?
Mm.
So then when he would ask for cash, I was like, I don't want to make you feel like I'm paying y'all. Figure it out, buddy. Mom, I'm hungry. They got
figure
breakfast at
out.
The hotel in the morning. Drink some water. I made him go to bed that night without food.
I know, that's right.
I gave you your allowance on Sunday. I told you don't ask me for nothing till the next Sunday. This is Friday. You're 2 days early. Well, what am I supposed to do? I've been at the field all day. You went to go play golf. I know what you did. You took the money. You went to play golf. So now you hungry. You're going to have to go to bed tonight. I said, drink some water.
So funny, girl.
Like, why would you even have a habit as expensive as golf?
I know. I mean, you a broke college student.
A broke college
golf.
Student. Talk about some, today I had a 12 handicap or whatever they call it. I'm like, this is something wrong. And I blame my brother. I said, stop encouraging stuff like this because then I have to pay for it. I bought his clubs. Yeah, but the going every time is me. He looking at me. Well, I'm just glad.
And there aren't any like free reasons. Like, golf, you got to pay to play golf. Like, there's
it's,
no,
an expensive
it's an expensive sport.
And even
sport.
The way you have to dress.
And think about it. In our generation, most people get into it like when they're retired. Like, that's our generation.
And
right?
You know what he told me the other day? He wants to be the first MLB and PGA player. DJ, he's why so don't ambitious. You just be an astronaut?
He's so ambitious. I
mean,
love
just
it.
Go be an astronaut while you at it. Like, seriously. Like, I love his ambition too, but do it on your dollar.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't be being all ambitious on my money because it's time for me to do me.
Girl.
He talking about, well, Keish, you've done enough, Keish. You've done enough.
Like, isn't it cute when they start calling you by your name?
He called my first name. So that's my advice. What would you give advice in terms of?
So my advice is, I feel like my advice for the mother who is now in a season of being an empty nester, or as you're approaching your empty nest stage, start preparing yourself. Yeah. Because like that senior year, whew. I mean, it was, you know, and it goes by so fast.
Yep.
It does. It goes by so fast.
Yeah.
So start preparing yourself, whether that be it, thinking about what your life will look like post graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know that I prepared myself for it. I didn't prepare myself.
I definitely did.
But even now that once you are in the season, I think there's an appreciation that I have now for this extra time.
Mm-hmm.
I think about my nephew stayed the night. I babysat my nephew this mm-hmm. past weekend, LJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not taken someone to school in years. It had been years and years and years. So just that experience of having to get up that early and get him ready for school, get him some cereal, get in that carpool line. It gave me the, like, oh, my God.
How did you do this times three?
How did I do that times three? Going to two different schools.
Yeah.
How did I do that? And two, I would never want to do that again.
Me either.
I'm so grateful to be out of that season and in the space that I'm in now. Mm-hmm. I can sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
I can wake up on my terms
mm-hmm.
and walk my dog and drink my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I can check in with them. Hey, you could, you know, but that's mm-hmm. all I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is a, I did my job.
Right? Absolutely.
I did my job.
Mm-hmm.
So now enjoy the freedom that comes along with being an empty nester.
Yep.
But that's a transition. You don't get there.
You don't get there immediately. Right away. No.
And I'm grateful to be here now because,
absolutely.
Baby, I love it.
Yes. Me too.
Yeah.
So there's that on that. I think we wrapped it up pretty good. You know,
so,
I think that, you know, yes, it's challenging to have young adults and to parent them at this age, but I think the preparation starts long beforehand.
Yeah.
You have to lay that foundation. I think a foundation of faith is important. Just the things that I already said and, you know.
And continue to pray for these babies.
Yes.
Me and my husband pray for our children every single morning. We do not have a morning. We don't pray for our children. They need our prayers. They need our love. They need
our
support. They need our grace.
Yes.
They are being raised. They're raised right now in a different environment, different than our world.
Different.
You know what they're exposed to. We were not. So give them grace. Give them love. Give them support. Be hard and tough on them when needed. But there needs to be a balance,
mm-hmm.
as we just talked about today.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and at the end of the day, we all just doing the best we can out here. And give yourself grace, okay? Because we are all just doing the best we can.
And we're going to get into that more in our next episode.
Yes.
So y'all stay tuned. We're going to wrap up this episode 3 of Mama's on the Move 2.0. We'll see y'all next time.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.